The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he'll sit upon his glorious throne. And all the nations will be assembled before him. He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are the blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' The righteous will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' The king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me.' You say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, in the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. Stranger, you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill and in prison and not minister to your needs?' He'll answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. I think there are three books that we have to learn how to read to get close to God. The Bible, which is the Word of God. The book of nature, because the beauty of creation reflects the beauty of Creator behind the creation. But Saint Ignatius Loyola says we have to be able to read the book of our own experiences that we're trying to learn through the exercises. God speaks through the Word, but He also speaks through our experiences. That's the purpose of the daily examine, to rewind the day of our life to see how God was present. With that being somewhat of a long-winded intro, I'd like to talk to an experience I had yesterday related to the Gospel. Yesterday, at about 8:25, I was going from the rectory to the old church building, which I was going to teach about 200 parents in the formation class. And I was experiencing consolation. I just said my Mass. I made my holy hour. Prayed the Liturgy of the Hours. And I was walking. And I walked past one of the confirmation students. He was contemplating his phone. I walked in front of another. He was contemplating his phone. Then I walked next to another, and she was contemplating her phone. Then I walked in front of another, and he was contemplating a phone. And I thought it was interesting. Not one of them greeted me or said, "Happy birthday, Father." God speaks through experience, no? And I wasn't sad for me, but I was sad for them. Whether or not they agreed to me or not, I wasn't going to lose any sleep over that. No, that's teenagers, no? But I think we're losing it. That the screen or la pantalla, the screen on the phone is more important than the human person. I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong. And how to remedy that, I don't really know. But if I have a phone and I have a person in front of me, the human person is a million times more important than the phone. So I mentioned this in my formation class, and I could tell it hit the parents like a ton of bricks. You could tell that they were moved by that. And I told them this, "Why don't you do me a favor? I'm celebrating my birthday tomorrow, even though it was the day before. And what I've asked the men in my men's group, I would like as a gift, I want a picnic. I want a picnic. I want all of you to come. But under one condition. You don't bring your phone." Yep. It's the only condition. So Alfonso was there with Max. It was a joyful experience, right? Right? It was a joyful experience, and what we were doing, we had a lot of really good food. Some of the men were playing soccer. The wives were talking and enjoying just being there. It was just a great time. You know what I did? Yeah. I got the open wounds now. I got see the blisters? Yeah. Yeah, he used about every 4 months you get blisters, no? When I did it, I probably hit about 250 balls, no? I hit them hard, right? But there is a marked contrast walking in front of those kids, totally absorbed in their phone, and going to the park there, and everyone basically interested in each other. Interested in each other because we're created in the image and likeness of God. So I want you to read the Gospel today, Matthew chapter 25. I was hungry, thirsty, naked, sick, in prison. And try to read that in the light of going beyond the mere screen, trying to contemplate the face of Christ and the people that surround us. Now, the three practices in Lent: go up, go in, go out. Okay? So he's finished writing a blog article on that, okay? Go up. Go in, go out. Up to God, prayer. That's the Mass. In, penance. Prayer. Rather, penance, mortification. Go out. Almsgiving. Almsgiving or charity begins at home. Every day in this Lent, try to do something that's going to make some member in your family happy. So when you're saying your prayer at night, ask the Holy Spirit, what can I do to make some person in my family happy that day? By doing that, you're serving Jesus Christ. Amen.